I am the Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of the Seventh Ray, Patron of the Violet Frame, Custodian of the Mysteries of Magic, Ritual, and Ceremony. I come in love and bring you the blessing of the Masters of the Realms of Light, that their power, their grace, might strengthen within you hope and provide you with much needed guidance during these dark and difficult times. I have come to speak with you of the importance of integrity. During these times of deception and mistruth, it is important that we are true to ourselves as best as we can be, that we endeavour to hold fast to those things that we believe in, that we proclaim to be champions of. It is important that we are people of our words, that we do not allow ourselves to present ourselves falsely as a result of the ego being imbalanced, or as a result of endeavouring to present ourselves as something that we believe we should be, but which we know ourselves not yet to be in total truth. We cannot endeavour to claim to be a vessel of love, to be a beacon of light, but to advocate violence. We cannot endeavour to present ourselves as a bastion of unconditional love, and yet wish ill will upon others when they do not love us, or when they do us a wrong turn. We cannot endeavour to seek to change the world, but to do so only when it suits us, or pays us, or when we are seen to be participating in an act of charity or kindness. Such acts do not only do a disservice to the world, but also potentially do great disservice to ourselves, endangering the self, inviting disharmony, imbalance, and illness. When we are in a state of harmony, mind, heart, body, and spirit, we are in a state of integrity. These different aspects of our being and energy are balanced and strong. There is a positive rigidity to the harmonic structure of their force and power that is manifested through truth. We know our thoughts and are true to them. We are not in denial. We know our heart and express it openly and freely, faults and foibles and all. We are being true to our body's needs, acknowledging its imbalances and seeking to correct them, providing it with the rest that it seeks. We are hearing the voice of our spirit and providing it with the stimulus that it needs in order to thrive, listening to its guidance and giving it outlet in the world, following the intuitional leads that enable us to serve mankind. But when we endeavour to be or to present ourselves as being something other than that which we truly are, we create a conscious, disharmonious energy within the foundation of our holistic nature, creating a quaking instability that can cause the four pillars of our divine self to part, gaps to form between the harmony of our being, a vibrational discord that both invites and allows negative energies to take root, to enter in, that exposes us to darkness, negativity and shadow, and poisons the very purity of our potential being. It is far better, then, to be true to who we are, even when we are far from perfect. To admit our weaknesses, to acknowledge our judgmental perspectives, to own up to our faults and endeavour to correct them, to recognise our limitations and seek to change them over time. We are in a far greater position of strength when we acknowledge such things than when we endeavour to pretend that they are not there. It is important, of course, to state here that I am not dissuading you from using affirmation to effect change. Affirmation requires you to recognise what is absent, what is missing, and to endeavour to create the perfected self through the repetitious statement of the desire and aim. To create through repetition and enforced visualisation a shift towards the template of perfection that you envision. Affirmation requires you to know what is lacking in order that it might be filled. In the past, some have talked about the importance of faking it to make it. If this is done in such an aspirational way as affirmations are, endeavouring to be what you want to become, rather than pretending to be that which you are not, then it will also benefit you and direct you towards the goal that you seek and desire. Part of the distinction is found in the intent. If you intend to deceive, if you willingly deceive yourself by pretending or claiming to be that which you are not, then you create the imbalance that needs to be avoided. Whereas if you endeavour to present yourself positively as that you want to become in earnest, you are using the power of aspiration to bring about the positive change. This is not deceit, but rather endeavor. And there lies the key difference between the two. There are many who proclaim themselves to be something that they are not, intentionally deceiving others, willingly deceiving themselves. They do so in order to impress. They do so in order to hide their inadequacy. They do so in order to deceive. They endanger themselves, and they endanger others also. Because by presenting a false face, they make it difficult for others to achieve such incredible heights. Rather than empowering others through their example, they disempower them by presenting an impossible truth that makes others feel that they could never achieve such heights and glory, which of course they cannot, because the heights and glories are illusionary and false. It is better, then, to speak to others of one's vulnerabilities and failings in order to inspire them to see that irrespective of who or what you are human, rather than to present yourself as being something superhuman when you are not, and by so doing, to make all others feel inadequate in comparison. The true saints among you will not need to proclaim their divinity. It will shine from them through their word and their actions, through their honesty and their genuine love. They will not seek anything in return. They will not declare their sainthood. The energy will be felt. The light will be seen. And the truth will be acknowledged in the actions of the righteous. In the world in which you live at this moment in time, much emphasis is placed upon the importance of standing and position. We are dominated by images and stories, by false perceptions of wonderful lives lived, of acts of generosity, of people who proclaim great spiritual power and aloof awareness. There is a temptation to strive to be these people, to live their lives. But it is important that we only endeavour to be who and what we are. If life is a competition, it is one that we have with ourselves, not with any other. How could we compete with another person? They are them and we are us. We can only endeavour to better ourselves for the greater good of our soul and all those that it might touch. Hold fast then to this truth and be well. Stand in the strength of your integrity and resonance. Know that true light, health and power comes only from truth. Be true then, and shine. In light and love ever, I am the Master, Saint Germain.